Chapter 8. Wednesday, August 31st, 1977. Biting her lip, Genesis considered the envelope. It had already been opened and checked for contraband by the guards. Lifting the lined sheets of notebook paper, she carefully unfolded the missive. The first double-sided sheet was a nearly indecipherable note from her little prince. But Jen stumbled through the hen scratching with a smile on her face. Then she flipped the sheet to the back of the stack, expecting to see a letter from Maggie. Instead, Genesis found a 6-page letter from the handsome trucker.
"Pretty lady," Billy had started.
Smirking, Genesis considered the word lady and shook her head.
"Pretty lady? I ain't much but a country boy, but there's a few things I know. And the first thing I know is that you found yourself on the wrong path. Now, you ain't gonna get any judgment from me on that, so wipe that frown right off your face."
Biting at her bottom lip, Jen realized she was doing exactly as he'd imagined. So she set her lips back into a neutral line and continued reading.
"There's plenty of mighty ugly things in my rearview mirror that I ain't proud of either. But I know what got my feet going in the right direction. So I'm just going to come out and say it. You gotta get your heart right with God, Genesis. Otherwise, there ain't nothing that's ever going to save you from the road you're on. I speak from experience, so just hear me out. Please."
Tossing the letter aside, Genesis stared at it for several long minutes. Sylvia had been hounding her for days about going to some Bible study, and now this. Combined with the often read words from Aaron's storybook that played on repeat in her mind, Jen just couldn't seem to break away from all the do-gooders. With a resigned sigh, she picked up the notebook paper and resumed where she'd left off.
"When I look at you, pretty lady, I see a woman with a kind, generous heart. Aaron spends all his time talking about how you'd stop to visit him every day. Maggie told me about how you took care of her while she was in the hospital. So if all you ever see when you look in the mirror is a scarlet woman, then you'd be wrong. There's a mighty remarkable person hiding out under all that tough talk, and you can't keep it a secret from me. I spent my growing up years in an overcrowded orphanage in Joplin, Missouri, and I learned quick to lie, cheat, and steal. It was the only way to make it in a place where I didn't even have my own pair of underpants. Maybe you didn't grow up an orphan, but somewhere along the line, you learned the same thing I did. You can't trust anyone but yourself. Thing is, if the only person you ever depend on is the one looking back at you from the mirror, you're going to miss out on a whole lot of good in life. It took me 8 years of tramping along the Berlin Wall to figure that out. Army life taught me a whole lot. But it was watching those miserable people on the other side of that wall that opened my eyes. The ones who made it out of the communist-held territory almost always traveled in pairs. Going it alone invariably ended badly when those poor souls tried to make it past the guards, the guns, and the barbed wire. Guess my point is, you got people who care about you, Genesis. And there is one, in particular, that will never let you down. You might have heard the fairy tales, but you gotta know that there's truth there. Aaron's Bible storybook might give you a sanitized version, but you can bet when God's son was walking around this cruel world that he got his hands dirty. The leaders scorned him for eating with crooks and criminals. And your little prince is right. There was a prostitute caught in the act. Men were ready to kill her. But Jesus stepped in and saved her from the crowd. He didn't condemn her when he had every right to. No. He helped her up and gave the broken woman a chance. One I'm sure she must have thought she didn't deserve. Sound familiar, pretty lady? If you're so inclined, go to your chaplain and tell him you want to read the account of the sinful woman found in Luke 7. You're living a lie, pretty lady, until you know what you're worth to the man called Jesus. I'll close for now, but I hope you'll consider letting me visit again, Genesis. There's something about you that won't let me go. Your friend, Billy.